This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, the Chump train started rolling. We got a lot of previews about it and everything. And yesterday we got we heard from President Asterisk Biden about what he wanted to have. Now it's etched in stone. These things are all going to be things he's going to attempt to do, because it was a 2020 campaign promise. And somebody's reminding him of these, even though he can't remember them himself. During a briefing at the White House Wednesday, Press Secretary Ginger Goebbels got out there, confirmed that President Biden would sign a series of gun control executive orders on Thursday. She said, "I don't have anything to preview, but I can convey the president will have more to say tomorrow." You could have just stayed inside, Ginger, and we would have been happy. Her confirmation comes after Politico first reported the news and what Biden is expected to include in his orders. He will direct the administration to begin the process of requiring buyers of so-called ghost guns, homemade or makeshift firearms that lack serial numbers, to undergo background checks, according to three people who have spoken to the White House about the plans. He is expected to be joined at the event by Attorney General Merrick, that should have been my Supreme Court seat, Garland, according to Politico. He's also going to, he's got this nailed down on a schedule. So within 30 days, he wants to issue a proposed rule to stop the proliferation of ghost guns. Okay, well, he's going to get sued for that one. If you try to get out there and change this, which is a long-standing thing. As a matter of fact, the Ninth Circuit just decided in the Young case that because of the long-standing tradition that Hawaii had, even before they became a state, you can't carry a gun. There is no right to keep and bear arms. That's what the Ninth Circuit decided. So, you know, we're going against tradition here. Judicial precedent has been set. Then the Justice Department, well, also, within 60 days, they're going to issue a proposed rule to make clear when a device marketed as a stabilizing brace effectively turns a pistol into a short-barreled rifle subject to the requirements of the National Firearms Act. I'm of two minds about that. If they get out there and say, your gun has to be registered on the NFA, I'm going to be like, fine, how long do I have to comply? Because you guys are going to have about 10 million of these things to consider. And, you know, is it going to be automatic? Do I get it for free? All I have to do is do this, because then you're giving me a free SBR, basically. And then that means I can do whatever I want to it. The other problem is they don't know where they are. They don't know who has them. This when they go back and they want to retroactively solve the issue that doesn't exist, going after that this way is as stupid as the proposal itself. The Justice Department, also within 60 days, will publish model red flag legislation for states. Well, guess what, Joe? I know that you consider that states are quaintly under your control because you are the commander in chief. But that goes against the 10th Amendment, and you can expect a bunch of people to sue you on that one. They're also going to issue an annual report on firearms trafficking. Who cares? That's for law enforcement to handle. Why isn't the FBI involved in this? Why wouldn't the ATF get involved in that and try to stop that from happening than getting out there and saying, all these things were illegal yesterday, they're no longer legal today. So we are here. Don't worry, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. No, step in line, you know? Then he's going to nominate David Chipman to serve as director of the ATF. These are the same old talking points about gun violence. We got to hear about how gun violence is an epidemic while we're in the middle of a pandemic, where a lot of you have figured out, well, you know, I've been around a lot of people that had COVID and I didn't get COVID. An epidemic is worse than a pandemic. Okay? Epidemics are what wipe out civilizations. They were trying to keep the pandemic from devolving into the epidemic when they started all of this stuff before we figured out, well, this is a bunch of junk. So, just remember, it's not an epidemic, but this is the Democratic Party peddling the false narrative. They are further aided by their allies in the media because that's their bread and butter. And another item included in the preview last night was banning certain kits related to the building of firearms. And the Washington Post reported this, so it'll probably get another clarification later in the day. Now, one of the things they've done, even though the media is not covering these rampage killings the way they should be and giving the victims their respect, they are using them to push the gun control narrative. And once again, they go to the Rose Garden. Remember when Obama was in the Rose Garden in April 2013? I certainly do. So, we're being told the issue of gun violence moved vividly to the forefront after two mass shootings. Go hang out in the inner city of Chicago. It's in the forefront every day. Every 5 minutes. Especially on the weekends. Especially in the summer. Biden's aides also stressed that beyond mass shootings, the president wants to focus on curbing the more frequent and deadlier epidemic of day-to-day gun violence and that disproportionately affects black people and Latinos. Well, you know what? That's called gang violence. There are more Hispanic gang members than there are black American gang members. Some of them have been imported. The Boulder shooting, you know, is just vanished. Because he was a Syrian. And probably the... this is just conjecture on my part. You know, we've been bombing Syria. And we had a Syrian shooting up a grocery store. Could that be tied together? Targeting gang violence is fine. You should target criminals, right? That will actually have an effect. But we're talking about illegal firearms in that particular point. And, you know, we can all get on board with that one, right? But once again, the Democrats will certainly try to pass measures that's only going to curb your rights. And this is the foundation of what they really want to do, which is to shred the Second Amendment. The guy they've nominated for the ATF director, he's sort of troubling to me. But these initial orders are sort of run-of-the-mill stuff. The report on illegal firearms trafficking is fine, but we know the red flag law is becoming a nationalized policy. We knew that would become a thing because a lot of people talk about this like it's a smoking hot idea, and those people don't know what the hell they're talking about. But Biden is trying to set the stage for gun grabbing. The ATF move shows that, but be watchful, be involved, and also know that we still have a slight advantage in this fight because nothing divides the Democrats more than losing elections. And gun control and these hardcore confiscatory actions of the true blue anti-gun left, they will all be proposed and then die in committee, if history is any teacher in this one. But we'll see. Everything he's proposing, though, is unconstitutional. He's out there saying, this does not impinge the Second Amendment. You wouldn't know the Second Amendment if it bit you on your fourth point of contact, pal. You wouldn't know it at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E Essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Air Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, there's a thing happening right now. Justice Stephen Breyer, they were hoping he would retire in 2021 so that Biden could fill that slot. But now they want to cancel him. They want to cancel the Supreme Court justice because he had the audacity at Harvard Law School in front of a bunch of students to warn about court packing. Now, court packing is where you would change the number of justices in the Supreme Court in order to change the political makeup of the court. The court would become little more than a rubber stamp for whomever was in charge of federal government when that was happening. In addition to that, while they've got a blue ribbon panel coming up on that one, in 180 days we'll know what they recommend, and they're either going to recommend more justices or term limits for justices. Now, and we get this. There's a thing on Twitter from Demand Justice. We can't afford to risk Democrats losing control of the Senate before President Biden can follow through on his promise to nominate the first black woman Supreme Court justice. It's time for Justice Breyer to announce his retirement. See, now the Supreme Court justice, he is no longer good for the narrative. So just like these poor people in Colorado, in Atlanta, in California, they're no longer good for the narrative. So they are no longer even a factor for humanity to consider. And I'm going to tell you the problem with this. This is the problem. One day they're going to try to cancel a group of people, and it will be a bridge too far. And when that happens, it's going to cause that equal but opposite reaction. I don't know how it's going to manifest itself. You know, I'm of an age now to where if things really do go hard left, if everything I try to do becomes a failure, if everything that people like me try to do becomes a failure, then it's not going to really affect me that much because I don't have enough time left on this earth to matter. But getting out there and wanting to take over a world that I'm going to be leaving, like you, if you're my age, you're going to be leaving to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, as I stated earlier in the day, leaving them in a position where they're never going to know the life I had as a child. They're never going to know the life I had as an adult. That, I don't see that as a good idea. It's certainly not why I gave X amount of my time to the military, which meant I gave it to the country. And it's not why I do this now. I did that and I do all of this so that other people don't have to. But it's sort of troubling that they get out there and they're so quick to do this. And, you know, for those that various players on the left have this happen daily, all the time that this happens, that they come out after them with the knives out, you know. They're buying ads now. Demand Justice is buying ads where they're putting it on the back of trucks saying, Breyer, retire. Don't risk your legacy. Well, what about Ruth Bader Ginsburg? What about RBG? Did you guys give her the same advice? Biden said it's not about court packing. There's a number of other things that our constitutional scholars have debated, and I've looked to see what recommendations the commission might make. There's a number of alternatives that go well beyond packing. You know what? This thing that Biden thinks has happened, and I don't know. I don't know if he thinks he is. It'd be interesting to see him and Obama together, because he thinks he got more votes than Obama. He believes he's gotten more votes than any other president in history. He believes he has the mandate. Instead of believing what is the truth, which is that he was simply not Donald Trump. It didn't matter who they could have stuck a cardboard cutout up there. And as long as he wasn't Donald Trump, the left were going to push him. They were going to push him. They were going to cheat for him. And yes, I'll still go with that and say, yes, this election was stolen. Too many irregularities out there. They wrote the article and put it in Time magazine. They fortified the election. So. But I find this troubling that the default position they go to is to harass someone in order to maintain their power. So it'll be entertaining to watch how this works out. I mean, I didn't have any ill will towards Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I didn't agree with her ideology. But I don't have any disagreements with Stephen Breyer. Just his ideology. And that alone is not reason enough for me to say to him, because he got selected, he got nominated, he got confirmed. When that happened, he was told that this was going to be this, the gig will be like this, and he's just been doing it. And now that he is, and should we look at 80 somethings and 70 somethings and say, maybe you guys should not be making these decisions. Maybe, maybe we should be looking at that. Sure, that's a conversation to have, but, when you've got a government that seems to be grabbing power every time they turn around, everything they say to me now is suspect. I don't sit around going, well, you know, of course, that's going to be okay. I'm sure that's going to be perfect. So, they are reliable. When somebody goes against them, even if it's one of their own, even if one of their own tries to be the voice of reason, we can't have that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspected gunman in the FedEx facility shooting that left at least 8 people dead was identified as 19-year-old Brandon Hull, police are saying. He is a former employee of the company. New details coming out regarding what happened at that FedEx facility.
You know, this suspect came to the facility, and when he came there, he got out of his car and pretty quickly started some random shooting outside the facility. There was no confrontation with anyone that was there. There was no disturbance. There was no argument. He just appeared to randomly start shooting, and that began in the parking lot.
Indianapolis Deputy Chief Craig McCart. President Biden holding a summit at the White House with the Prime Minister of Japan. The President also holding a joint news conference. And you're listening to USA Radio News. White House COVID advisor Andy Slavitt is again warning about the growth of virulent mutations or variants.
We are announcing a $1.7 billion investment to bolster the ability of the CDC and state and local public health departments to monitor, track, and defeat emerging threats.
COVID also telling reporters the variants amount for nearly half of the coronavirus cases in the U.S. A new memorial honoring those who fought in World War I opened today in Washington, D.C. Many say the memorial has been a long time coming since it's the only major war from the 20th century that didn't have a memorial in the nation's capital. It's located on Pennsylvania Avenue near the White House. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling on the Biden administration to designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. The Republican governor penning a three-page letter laying out his case. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. President Biden's press conference on guns was filled with inaccuracies and false claims. And it was during his campaign last year that Biden disparaged the use of executive orders. He said, if you can't get the votes, you can't legislate by executive order unless you're a dictator. We are a democracy, which is, he was wrong about that too. Even more important, the changes are arbitrary and won't make Americans safer. Biden's comments on Thursday focused only on the cost of guns while ignoring other benefits which costs and risks costing lives. Biden talked about the spike in murders last year, but he completely ignored how letting inmates out of jails and prisons, ordering police to stand down, defunding police, and prosecutors refusing to prosecute criminals caused more crime. Not one sentence in his discussion on violence mentioned that despite Democrats having control of both houses of Congress, he doesn't have the votes to change the legal definition of a firearm. So he wants to change the definition with an executive order. And that way he hopes to be able to better target the so-called ghost gun made out of parts that require machine tools to finish. Problem is the ATF's definition whereby something is not a firearm when the fire control cavity area is completely solid and unmachined block of metal. Existing law defines a firearm as a weapon that can fire a bullet or that can be readily converted to do so. The problem is that a solid block of metal isn't readily convertible to a gun. So if the Biden administration successfully defines lumps of metal as firearms, they will have to include a long list of items that aren't firearms. In addition, with the advent of 3D printing and machine tools, those who want to make guns can do so easily, inexpensively. So what Biden is has going for him is that Democrats completely dominate the D.C. circuit, and that court handles regulatory issues. And it might take 5 years or more before the Supreme Court could pick up the case, though they have been very reticent to look at any gun cases for over a decade, and circuit courts are the final word on about 99% of cases. Now, as it is with so much of the gun control debate, a single event motivates a whole new idea of gun control. And the Boulder, Colorado murderer used a stabilizer on his handgun. The braces were originally designed to allow wounded and disabled veterans to hold AR-15s that were in the handgun configuration. And they're literally just a strap attached to the gun. Disabled individuals are often viewed as easy targets by criminals, and a stabilizer makes it easier for them to defend themselves. There is no evidence that the stabilizer helped target people at close range, and the shooter didn't have any problem holding the handgun normally. He also announced that he's asking the DOJ to develop a national red flag law, which takes away the guns of people accused of being dangerous to themselves and others. And once again, never mind that the recent rampage killings in Colorado and California took place in states that already have these laws. They already have red flag laws. But there's a much more effective alternative already in place. And they're commonly known as Baker Act statutes, which have been around since the early 1970s. They allow police and doctors and family members to have someone held for a 72-hour mental health examination based upon a simple reasonableness test. Little more than a guess or a hunch. These laws focus on mental illness, and they require that the mental health care experts evaluate the individual. If a person can't afford a lawyer, they get a public defender. And while judges can involuntarily commit an individual they believe is a danger to themselves or others, they also have a range of less draconian options to start with. Red flag laws are primarily used in suicide prevention. But only one state's law even mentions mental illness. And neither currently proposed federal bill nor any existing state law requires that a mental health expert be involved in evaluating the person. And unlike the Baker Act statutes, red flag laws don't offer safeguards such as providing a public defender for individuals who can't afford a lawyer. If you have to get a lawyer for one of these things, for one of these red flag gun grabs, you're going to be looking at $10,000 or more. And even if they want to own guns, it isn't worth it in some cases. And under these laws, initial confiscations of firearms often require just a reasonable suspicion, which is a little more than a guess or a hunch. And judges rely on a mere piece of paper in front of them when they decide to take away a person's guns. And when hearings occur up to a month later, about a third of those initial orders are overturned. But as lawyers are rarely present, the actual error rate is undoubtedly much higher. Now, if you believe that someone is a danger to themselves or to others, simply taking away their legally owned gun is not enough. Guns are a tool. They can be used to hurt people, but they're not the only tool that this works with. So, when people really pose a clear danger to themselves or others, you need to take the person off the street and leave his guns wherever they are. Take him out of the equation. Guns are one way that they can do harm. And if they're intent on hurting others or themselves, they'll find a way. And consider also the impact that red flag laws can have on people who need and want help. Absent such laws, a A person contemplating suicide might speak to a friend or family member and be dissuaded from that dire course of action. Maybe. With the laws in place, they may fear that speaking out will result in a report to authorities, and their ability to defend themselves or loved ones would be restricted. Like Nikki Gozer, for example. Her husband was killed in front of her by a stalker, and she was very depressed after that, but still fearful for her safety after that happened. And under a red flag law, she would have to, she wouldn't be able to talk to anybody about this, write a book about it like she's done or any of this other stuff. So, red flag laws don't reduce suicide or crime, and there's some evidence it might actually increase crime, because a red flag order being served upon someone paves the way for this person to fixate on whomever might have reported them. If Biden wanted to do something brave to save lives, he might speak out against the changes in local law enforcement that has caused a lot of this crime. He might want to speak out about bail reform, which has caused a lot of this crime. He might want to speak out about the revolving door that is in the Justice Department now, or in the with various DAs around the country. He might want to do that, but that would actually be about public safety. Which I don't, you know, he's not. Gun control is not about public safety. It's never going to be about public safety. Never has been about public safety. There will never be a day where it becomes about public safety. So, having said all of that, you can tell when somebody's lying, though, because especially with Biden, because his lips are moving. His lips are moving when he's lying, so that's every time he speaks, all right? Yeah, I'm sorry, I have a general broad brush, whatever, however you want to look at it. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, you know, there's been another rampage killing out there. But it's another act of violence that the leftist America ignores because it doesn't fit the narrative. And see, the problem with that is that all of these incidences are educational if we were only to learn from them. It is trending somewhat on social media. Local news has it. It's here out of my state. It's out of York, South Carolina, as does ESPN. Is it going to get the wall-to-wall media blitz that the Boulder shooting received at the latest incident in the Capitol? No, it's not. There was a rampage killing this week. Former NFL cornerback Philip Adams killed 5 people before committing suicide. But he doesn't fit the racial composition that gets the left riled up. Because he's black. He's black American. Now, does this matter? Should it matter? Well, it doesn't matter. And yes, it should matter. Is there any one race out there that has the total cachet on mental health issues? Is it okay? You know, I mean, are we going to sit out there and say, well, black American athletes, they don't have mental health issues? That's not true. That's not realistic. So why isn't this getting any attention? Well, primarily because it not only does it go against the narrative, it sort of destroys the narrative. You have a former NFL player, Philip Adams, fatally shooting 5 people, including a prominent doctor, his wife, and their 2 grandchildren, before later killing himself. York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson told a news conference that investigators had not yet determined a motive in the mass shooting Wednesday. There's nothing right now that makes sense to any of us. Dr. Robert Leslie, 70, and his wife Barbara, 69, were pronounced dead at the scene Wednesday, along with grandchildren Ada Leslie, 9, and Noah Leslie, 5. A man who had been working at the Leslie home, Jason Lewis, 38, from Gaston, was found shot to death outside, and a 6th person who was not identified was hospitalized with serious gunshot wounds. Tolson said evidence left at the scene of the shooting led them to Adams as a suspect. They went to Adams' parents' home, evacuated them, and then tried to talk Adams out of the house. Eventually, they found him dead of a single gunshot wound to the head in the bedroom. Tolson used both a .45 caliber and a 9mm weapon in the rampage killing. This comes the same week as the big announcements on gun control, the executive orders, which officially aired on Thursday, which I think this story will probably barely get any oxygen on the big three, CBS, NBC, or ABC. And I'm willing to stand corrected and hope I do. Because once again, we have six people dead, five people dead, and the perpetrator dead due to a six-person hurt. The reason this is not going to get covered is the wrong reason. The fact that Philip Adams is black is completely, has nothing to do with somebody with mental health issues going on a rampage killing spree. That's a colorblind issue, or it should be a colorblind issue. We need to find out a few things about Mr. Adams, like he did play professional football. And we know that professional football players have a tendency to get head injury. And after you get a head injury, you might become like Junior Seau and develop CTE. And then one day when you're still in your 40s and you're still, you still look like the Junior Seau that played NFL football for San Diego for so long and was such the man on the field, and you kill yourself anyway because of the CTE. We need to investigate that part of it. And if that is the case, then we need to start looking at what the NFL is doing for these players after this happens. Why aren't they treating these guys? I know that's a big, ugly secret in the NFL. And, in the meantime, while we're out there saying, well, they become woke and I'm not going to follow them, there will be plenty of guys that want to play football. There will be plenty of guys that want to play football. So, but this serves as yet another example where the leftist media only reports on the rampage killings that benefit the political agenda. And in the meantime, people are dead. And this this is what outrages me about this. These people do matter. These dead people do matter. This professional athlete, he matters. What happened to him matters. We should be wanting to investigate this and keep this from happening again. It matters. In Washington, D.C., Noah Green crashed the barricades around the Capitol building last week before being shot and killed by Capitol Police upon exiting his vehicle with a knife and lunging towards officers. And a person with a knife within 20 feet is as deadly as anybody's going to get. Leftist America automatically assumed that he was a white dude. Does that matter? Does that matter if somebody gets out there with murderous intent? And we can sit back and, we can theorize and postulate all we want to about what led him to this. Was he a victim? Was he a victim of this? Was he a victim? Whatever it is, when they take on that role, when they take on the role of rampage killer like, Mr. Adams does, or this guy here, now there's only one way to deal with them, which is to blow them out of their socks, because they're not listening to reason anymore. They've gone on a murderous bent, and they have to be dealt with hyperviolence. Mr. Green is a black American and a Nation of Islam follower. After all that came out, instead of looking there and saying, why did he attack the United States government? Why did he attack these guys in front of the White House or the Capitol building or wherever it was? Instead of saying that, it's just, let's shove it to the side. We don't need to be talking about this no more. Its usefulness is over. Boulder, Colorado. Who's talking about that now? Who's talking about Boulder? Nobody's talking about Boulder. They're making references to it to try to take your rights away. But they also know that there's certain elements of the story which shouldn't matter. Okay? When an assailant comes into your field of view and you're going to be in an attack mode If you're being attacked and you're going in from self-defense to counter-offensive to full-on hyper-offensive, in that moment, black, white, plaid, Muslim, Christian, Hare Krishna, none of that stuff matters in the immediate action. The only thing that matters is deanimating the attacker. That's all that matters. After that, we can sit back and we can you know, try to figure out why so-and-so said this and why so-and-so said that or did this and did that. But it boils down to, dealing with the situation in a realistic manner. And if you can't do it, then you're probably going to become a victim. So all of this minutia that we keep hearing about why this isn't getting covered and why that isn't getting covered, I understand that, and it is interesting to look at, but at the same time, these people do matter. The victims of these crimes do matter. And yes, they are crimes. This is not people getting out there and saying, well, somebody's having a bad day and exercising their Second Amendment right. That's not what it is. It's never what it is. It's never what it's going to be. It has nothing to do with any of that at all. So, when they meet you with a shoulder shrug because, you know, you want to talk about something that it does matter, but it doesn't meet the whole idea of the narrative, just remember, it's all based upon the most farcical reasons you can imagine. Heading into hour number three, we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.